This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And I am honored to have none other than Major Beverly Gates of the Salvation Army. Good morning to you, Major Bates. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you today?
All right. So tell us a little bit about the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army is, we are in 133 countries around the world. We are in every zip code there is in the state of Wisconsin. And we're here to serve those in our communities.
How long have you been with the Salvation Army?
I've been with the Salvation Army for 40 years.
40 years. My yes. Goodness. All that great work helping all those people.
Well, you know, that's the joy of being able to work with the Salvation Army is the opportunity to really help those in our community.
Well, I wanted to invite you because people in this listening audience may not be aware of a wonderful, wonderful event that is getting ready to celebrate 35 years in the city of Milwaukee. It's called the Christmas Family Feast.
Absolutely. Our Christmas Family Feast is a meal on Christmas Day, so December 25th, and it'll be held at the Baird Center down on Wisconsin Street in Milwaukee here. And we serve about 4,000 people that day a Christmas meal and give them an opportunity just to have a place to go on Christmas Day.
You know, it's a Christmas meal with all the trimmings. You know, I used to, you know, even do a live radio broadcast on Christmas Day. I remember at the Christmas Family Feast, and I can't believe it's 35 years. I used to volunteer working in the kitchen. And there would be 200 turkeys that we would yep. prepare. I mean, to feed 4,000, 5,000 people is more than a notion, and it takes an army of volunteers. How do you begin to organize that many people for one day?
You know, yeah, our volunteer coordinator has been working on this project for a while, gathering the volunteers that will be needed. We have about 400 or so volunteers that will step in during this time to help us, as you said, in the kitchen. So in the prep work, we start prepping on Friday the 20th and start with the cooking, start with the prepping of that. And we continue on until Christmas Day, where we'll be serving, as you said, a feast consisting of all the good things that you'd have on a regular Christmas meal.
You know, and the meals are so hearty. I mean, everything, you know, not just turkeys. I mean, you've hams, you've got roast beef, you've got everything. And so people may think, well, is this just for homeless people?
You know, this is not just for homeless people. This is for anyone and everyone. We're if you need a meal, come on down to the Baird Center. It's for everyone. It's for you. It's for your family. It's your friends. We want you to come down and make sure that you have a good meal on Christmas Day.
You know, not to mention you give away an ungodly number of Christmas toys to children. I don't know if you're still doing that, but I know back when I was there, they did. But you've got Christmas carols. You've got everything. Beautiful. So for people who don't know, the Baird Center has been completely a brand new portion of that Baird Center has been built, and it is one of the most beautiful convention centers in the entire country.
You know, the Baird Center is, they have just redone some reconstruction and will be in the main ballroom on the main floor there. It's beautiful, decorated for Christmas, and it'll be, you know, with all the tables set up for serving our guests that day, it will be a beautiful place, an opportunity to just come and relax and enjoy yourself.
You know what, I've always been fascinated by when this event takes place. If you're just joining us, I'm joined by Major Beverly Gates. She is with the Salvation Army, and on Christmas Day, the 35th anniversary of the Christmas Family Feast will be taking place at the Baird Center downtown Milwaukee, with over 4,000 people will be fed just an unbelievable Christmas dinner, and with all the trimmings and just as festivity goes, it's the trees, all the decorations, all of those things put you in the mood.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not just the meal that's going to be there. We've got Santa's going to be coming for the kids. We have some barbers who are going to be coming in and providing haircuts for individuals. We've got a DJ that's going to be playing music. It's going to be a great day together.
You know what I love about it the most is there are people who, you know, don't struggle economically. They live in nice suburbs. Finances aren't an issue with them, but they bring their families.
Mm-hmm.
People from all different backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. Everybody comes for the same reason, and it's the spirit that's in that building. And you know, man, really taking the time out to interact with mankind. That's really what that's about.
Right. It really is just a place to feel like you've got a family to come to, just a place to socialize, a place to be with family. I remember last year we had a family come in that was, had hit some hard times, and this was a place for them to sit down as a family and enjoy a meal. You know, so you've got that, and then you've got the numerous volunteers who are there helping, who are also engaging with those that have come to the meal. So it's a great time together.
You know, it's some would say it's the reason for the season. And when what has always been so amazing to me about it is the structure. Everybody's where they need to be at the right time to make sure that this works. And so to the people who behind the scenes organized this, again, having been one of those people who was a volunteer, I know the kind of work that goes into this. And when somebody says, I'm going to volunteer to do this, as you just stated, starting Friday the 20th, they don't volunteer for a couple of hours. They make this commitment to organizing this and getting this thing together behind the scenes, and then it culminates with the dinner.
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, as we're, you know, those, that prep work, it's setting the tables, it's getting the centerpieces on, it's getting the food cooked, it's getting, you know, all of the, because again, it is a feast. We're having ham and turkey and mashed potatoes and yams and vegetables and dessert.
There's
and
everything.
Drink, all of that. Everything there, absolutely. But it's also the decorating and setting up and making sure that everybody's organized. It's making sure that we've got the right people, not only serving the, dishing up the food, but it's serving the food to the individuals, because you're waited on. You're not, you don't have to go through a line.
Right.
Bring it to the table. It's all very opportunity just to enjoy.
So is it too late, Major Gates, if someone would want to volunteer?
No, if they want to volunteer, they can go to smmilwaukee.org and look for the volunteer button, and it will take you to the various opportunities of volunteering, and they can choose the Christmas family feast.
Well, you may not be a person who, you know, is handy in the kitchen, but there are many different aspects of this, and so you shouldn't feel like if you're not, you know, that you burn toast, that you can't be a part of it, right?
Absolutely. I would not be the one in the kitchen either. but, you know, I know how to serve a plate, or I know how to talk to somebody just to encourage. So, yeah, every volunteers are needed in many different areas.
So, again, how can they get in touch with the Salvation Army if they want to volunteer?
SAMilwaukee.org.
So I will be there. I'm going to spend the bulk of Christmas at the family feast volunteering my time.
And, oh, we look forward to seeing you
and
there, Earl.
It's the 35th year anniversary. And so I'm going to look forward to renewing with people that I haven't seen for a number of years. Because there are people who are still there. They've been there since the inception.
Absolutely. People who have been doing this for years and people who it's the first time they've ever done it, all coming together to help our community.
Absolutely. Churches and everybody are organized and all of those people come. So thank you very much, Major Gates. I look forward to talking to you in the future about things that a Salvation Army is engaged in. This is not a one-time connection between you and I.
All right. Thank you, Earl.
Thank you as well. Up next, we're going to be joined by a really good friend, a national radio talk show host, Mr. Jeff Santos, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And as promised, my good friend, Mr. Jeff Santos, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, is on the line. And I just want to say before I bring Jeff on, you know, Jeff has been in communications, you know, in radio, going back to Calvin when they had cans on a string. And that was the way... That was the way that we communicated.
Campbell's soup camp.
How are you doing, my friend?
Well, you know, with that introduction, pretty well. we've come a long way. iPhones and everything else.
Well, you know, Jeff, tell us a little bit about Jeff Santos for people who don't know.
Well, you know, Earl, we met, I believe, in Washington, D.C. at a Families USA event. And I remember we were talking to Dick Gregory about the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl there in 2013. And many other appearances, too, along the way. But, you know, I've been doing talk radio like yourself for a long time. I think I started in about 1999, and been doing it ever since, off and on. I did some television reporting in New York, covered Capitol Hill for a New York TV station, and I've been doing shows, as I said, since then. But you know, it's important that we have voices like yours and mine that are progressive populists, because we're outgunned by the other side. And that's been the case for 40 years, my friend. And it seems like we're getting older every day. I'm wearing my Red Sox cap. It's 50 years next year since the 75 World Series, where they actually wore red, white, and blue on the Red Sox. So they made a deal yesterday, so I'm happy.
You know, Jeff, you have interviewed who's who in the political scene and arena for such a long time. Who would you say, out of all the different presidential candidates and others, is probably the one interview that stood out in your career?
Well, I actually had a chance to interview Bill Clinton maybe 2 weeks after he left the presidency. And that was pretty much an exclusive. It's kind of a rope line thing, kind of, you know, doing something there. And he started talking about, you know, he missed his intern. And so that was an interesting aspect. I asked him what he missed most about the White House. And, you know, it's only been a couple of weeks. So that kind of raised a few eyebrows. But, I think that, you know, just talking to Bernie Sanders so many times, talking to, of course, Clinton was probably the biggest name. You know, I've had a really good relationship with the former Massachusetts Governor Mike Dukakis over the years. He's been really, really good friends. You know, but to me, in a lot of ways, sometimes when you get off of the political folks, I had a chance to talk to Danny Glover, the great actor.
Oh yeah.
And you know, he was fascinating to talk to. You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to you know, people in the music world like Wynton Marsalis and Sheryl Crow. So it's been what I would say is that it's been an opportunity to find out what people who are not just running for office, because you're going to get a very, you know, talking point centric kind of interview. You get people who are just, you know, they say, show their opinion, or they share their opinion. They may have something more to say than the guy or the woman running for office.
You know what I love so much about you, Jeff, is you are not only a great interviewer, but your opinions and your beliefs, you don't have any problem sharing those. And there are far too many people, I think, who are in the kinds of positions on the airwaves today, Jeff, where people just are afraid to ask the tough questions of people. It's certain things have certainly changed in the amount of time that you've been on the airways to where we are today?
No doubt. I mean, it's really sad to see, you know, so many people on the cable networks, you know, which you and I watch all the time, you know, give softball questions to the likes of Mr. Trump and others over the weekend. And then there are very few people who will, you know, criticize former president or current President Biden. I mean, I think he did some really good things, but, you know, to know what his physical state and the fact that there was very few people who were criticizing, you know, before the David Axelrods and the others on the mainstream cable network started to do so. But I mean, look, I mean, if you can't critique your own side and you're not going to critique the other side, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you know, there's a certain cheerleader. I understand that. And the Democrats need that, but they don't need it with sort of, you know, all these filters attached to it either.
So Jeff, you talk about the Democrats. Hang on, hold the thought. 855-752-4842. I'm joined by the one and only Jeff Santos. He's been a, it almost appears, Jeff, that, you know, you've been around, you know, as long as Ronald Reagan was in radio, but I love having the dialogue and conversations with you. You've invited me on your show many times. It's great to have you on the air. So, guys, hang on the phone lines, 855-752. Jeff Santos is on the air.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one. Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh, Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. I'm joined by my good friend, Jeff Santos, award-winning radio talk show host all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. And before I got some questions I want to ask you, Jeff, I got a caller who's from New Jersey. Brendan wants, he's got a question for you. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, I just checked out Mr. Santos, his thing on Facebook, so I can't look forward to start. I look forward to start listening to him 3 to 5 Monday through Friday. Some good voices after I hear our friend Earl in the morning. But yeah, interesting. The Carrie Lake has finally found her parasite position in the Trump Organization. She's going to run the new state TV channel that Trump's going to put together. Unfortunately, I'm sure that there's another blonde that we hear talking about Trump all the time. It's not going to be very happy about that. But anyway, I also wanted to say that, you know, it also came out today, either in a post or somewhere in the ether, that he finally admitted he's not going to be able to bring grocery prices down The shock almost knocked me out of my seat. I want to say that. Next, he'll be telling us about gas prices that are going up, and we'll all be shocked. But I wanted to get your feeling on what do you think is going to happen when the MAGA folks finally wake up and realize that they were duped again?
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, yeah, thank you, Brendan. I look forward to hearing from you in the future. I just think that, you know, what you're getting with Carrie Lake and what you're getting with the Trump folks is just more of the same BS. I mean, he is the ultimate con man, the ultimate liar in chief. And what you basically have is a group of people who are going to say one thing in a campaign and do another, which is, you know, typical of politics, but they do it with such glee and lying and making things to a person who may not pay attention to politics, you know, the $35,000 a year person who, you know, doesn't pay attention to politics except maybe a week or two before the election. And, you know, they just basically look at Fox News or something, and all of a sudden they make the decision, oh, yeah, that Trump guy, yeah, I'll vote for him. And they're going to be surprised, because not only are the tariffs going to cause problems, but you're going to have issues with Trump and his more tax cuts to come. Where are we going to, what's going to happen to people who are on health care, on the Obamacare plan, Affordable Care Act? What's going to happen to people who are having their kids in school? Are they going to yank them out because they have a Latino-sounding name? I mean, this is, people are going to learn, and they're going to learn the hard way, unfortunately, because of what happened in November 5th.
So, Jeff, there are people who call, and we have conversations and dialogue, and they say, well, I voted for Donald Trump out of a protest because the Democratic Party did not focus on or pay any attention to me. I live in rural America, and I'm forgotten, and the Democrats, you know, totally didn't address my issues. What do you say to those people who either did vote for Donald Trump or didn't vote for Donald Trump as we ramp up with what you and I know is going to be the worst presidential 4 years in the history of our nation?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be talk show focused here. You must be an idiot to vote for Donald Trump, number one. Secondly, I think that there needs to be a review of how you communicate your message. Look, Joe Biden did some good things. He the American Rescue Plan, you know, he was at 60% giving people back the money, providing the new legislation with the IRA bill, which, you know, focused on green jobs, the fact that you reduced the unemployment numbers, reduced the gas prices. At the end, people were driving around Wisconsin. Some of the New York Times and former New York Times writer, CNN journalist, said he drove across under $3 a gallon. But why didn't the Biden administration, why didn't the Harris campaign tell people that day in and day out, as opposed, well, the economy is bad, we understand the problems, you know, with the price of eggs and so forth. And then they go into the one thing that really frustrates me, and I'm going to say this, and again, I know no disrespect to President Biden, but you blew it, buddy, in this regard. The issue that, to me, for a lot of people who are people of color and African-American, when you only do events at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, that means it's 11 o'clock in the morning where people are working in California and in Nevada and Arizona, where obviously he lost those two states, or Harris did, is you cannot do that and then expect people to know your accomplishment. And you don't tell people. So the people who actually have all the platforms in the world, in the Republicans, radio, TV, online, they're going to fill the gap. So people don't know that the gas prices went down. People don't know that the unemployment numbers went down. And I understand it wasn't perfect, but explain what happened in 2020. Why are we not running ads in the final 2 weeks of the campaign
showing the disaster that was left on the doorstep. I mean, it was not only a pile of poop, it was 6 feet high. I mean, you mean
after Donald Trump's first 4 years?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I mean, look at the video you had. The people of dumpsters being full because of the bodies that were being thrown in because of COVID.
Yes.
You had empty streets in New York City and San Francisco. All of this could be used on a montage of you want Donald Trump back again? You want this again? But I never saw it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't. But I do have a guy that we're going to bring on that I would love for you to have a dialogue with, CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You have a chance to speak with a guy who has been around the block a few times, Jeff Santos. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. Mr. Santos, more people have died of COVID under Joe Biden. The world's on fire. Wars that were started under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And needless to say, the vice president called the wall evil, but then in her dire straits of her campaign, said that we needed to build it. So you're going to eat crow just like she has, because the world is crying out for President Trump. Leaders around the world are already treating him as the president, as Joe Biden falls asleep in meetings. So I'd be willing to debate you anytime, anywhere. And
hey, CJ, be careful what you wish for. You just may get it. Jeff, you want to respond to CJ?
Yeah. Bring it on, Mr. CJ. Look, first of all, your facts are wrong. There were a number of people who had COVID, and Mr. President Trump was telling them to drink bleach. That's not a way you cure it. So, first of all. Secondly, Joe Biden was the one that gave vaccines to everybody, and he did a good job there. Could have been better, sure. But you have to understand what is being thrown out, that media that you listen to, CJ, is all a bunch of BS. You're trying to tell me that Trump is going to do something for the person who makes $35,000 a year? What is he going to do? Give you a tax cut for $2? Is that what you're expecting? Or if you make $500,000 a year, you know, maybe you'll get a little bit. Or if you're making $3 million, but I don't think you're listening to me and Earl Ingram if you're making $3 million a year. You should be, but you maybe not be.
CJ, you want to respond?
Every American had more money in his pocket with President Trump than they did with Joe Biden and Kamala Border Czar Harris. The facts are, name the country that was invaded during Donald Trump's presidency. Can you? I'm sure you can't, because it didn't happen. Israel was attacked. This president, on his last days, finally gives weapons to Ukraine out of desperation. But you know what it was? It was to throw more gasoline on the fire, because this president is falling asleep, and the new president is going to save America and put more money in their pocket, and we're going to be more respected around the world, finally.
All right, so, Jeff, your shot.
Well, you know, this is a lot more propaganda. I'm glad you got the talking points from the Trump campaign, the transition team, I guess, DJ. But the point is this, you know, if you believe that, you know, I got another bridge in Arizona I can get you. The point is, it's just more of the same. You can give me all these talking points about Biden falling asleep and so forth, but Biden actually did a pretty good job for this country. And all I can remember is Donald Trump telling people to drink bleach at the end, and then eventually doing a coup d'etat on the country on January 6th. Thank you, CJ.
All right. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, my friend Jeff Santos. I hope Civic Media finds a spot for you on the radio, on the station, because you would be an excellent addition. Wow, Jeff just heard CJ one time.
Yep.
And he knows exactly everything. You know, everything that the rest of us have been hearing now for the past 4 years. Jeff, what I would say is I keep on bringing up the point that we need to be a proud FDR Democrat, Franklin Delano Roosevelt Democrat. And I do think that two areas where the Democrats have gone wrong. One, Joe Biden should have either had a surrogate like Carville or Begala out there every single day, or even Kamala, because we all know that they did put her in hiding for a long time, it felt like. Every day, talking about the positives. If he couldn't talk about the positive policies that he had. But second, Bernie Sanders really lost an opportunity because of the fact that he wasn't independent and he wasn't really committed to the Democratic Party. And he also did not ride the wave of saying that I am here to complete FDR's vision. What do you think, Jeff?
All right, Tom, thank you.
Good to hear your voice, Tom. The fact is that the Democratic Party, and there's a debate going on now, they just re-upped the Schumer in the Senate. For me, that was a mistake. But Jayapal is leaving the Progressive Caucus, and she has a game plan that is focused on the working class. And Democrats have to figure out a way to get the FDR message, as Tom was saying, and unify that across racial lines. Working class does not mean working class white guy in rural Wisconsin or rural Kansas. It means people who are working as a union member, as you did, Mr. Earl Ingram. And by the way, he is a jewel, Milwaukee and Wisconsin. You want to make sure that Earl Ingram is on your air for years and years to come. Secondly, if you can get people to understand that the biggest concerns that people have today are housing, cost of housing, rental, and obviously buying a house, the concern of health care, the concern of education. The Republicans aren't going to do anything for you. Democrats didn't do enough. But that's your only hope. The better off the Democrats are with a working class message appealing to everybody, black, white, brown, Asian.
All right, 855-752-4842. The one and only Jeff Santos is on the line.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I'm so happy to have my good friend Jeff Santos on the line, a nationally renowned radio talk shows. Jeff, we've constantly heard the Democrats, we've got a big tent. We've got a big tent. That having a big tent cost the Democrats this time around? Is there such a thing as a big tent? And if having a big tent is something they've been proud of, where do they go from here?
Well, there's a lot of BS that it goes on in the Republican Party, but there's some that that Democrats buy into. And the one thing is, the Democrats, you got to move more to the Senate. You got to move more to the Senate. That's complete BS. And again, as Tom said, and I talk about on my show quite often, is that the Democrats need to be an economic party. You do not want to get caught up into a trap, which Republicans want to catch you into. They want to talk about socialism. You want to talk about transgender. They want to talk about the focus is on, how many people are involved with sex changes and stuff like that. You do not want to get into that kind of discussion.
So what you do, if you answer that question, you just say, look, it's a human right. A transgender person is a human being. You treat every human being as you would want to be treated, like yourself. End of story, move on to the next subject. And the subject that the Democrats can win on, going back to Roosevelt, going back to the Kennedy and Johnson and Obama and Clinton, is the economy. I mean, Carville said it's the economy stupid. If you focus on those issues and how you're going to improve it, you win. But the Democrats get off of this. And this stupid idea that, well, you know, African-Americans and you know, they're asking for too much, or you know, the Latino community. People want a good job at a good wage. Provide that. Amplify it. Hire people like Earl and myself to be on the air around the country talking about this. Don't put Joe Biden on Earl Ingram's show, you know, a month before he leaves the air and expect miracles. Don't expect anything to come from me. Look, it is so frustrating, Earl, and you can hear it in my voice. The opportunities were there for the Democratic Party this time to win, but they didn't do it.
You know, Jeff, not only did they not do it, but we've got to deal with the dismantling of our nation as we know it. You know, all of us are sitting here watching a man handpick people who will kiss his ring. They're going to be running. They're going to be running our government. This is an unbearable reality. Not only is it unbearable, how long is it going to take to recover from this, Jeff?
Well, it's going to take a long time. But let me just say this. The important element here, and Democrats are going to be really smart in how they message and how they activate the opposition here. In 2026, you have a chance to take back the House. You know, it's a couple of seats there. In the Senate, you got to get 4 seats. Now, there's going to be a couple of things that you should keep an eye on. Well, Sherrod Brown, who I think has been on my show many times, really good senator from Ohio, will he run for the open seat or the seat that would be appointment by the Vance being the vice president in Ohio? You can win in Maine. You can potentially win in North Carolina. And could you get Murkowski to be an independent and work with the Democrats? So you got to do all these things because you got to stop Trump, you know, from providing any free legislation, and I mean free in the sense that Republicans will just rubber stamp it. You cannot allow that to happen. So you got to stop it in 2026. And if you do that, maybe we can recover in time for 2028. The other thing I think is really important is that if you look at where we are in terms of describing Donald Trump, not as the dictator. He has to be known as somebody who's a lame duck because he can't run for president, and that's the law. And if he wants to break the law again, then Americans and Democrats need to talk about that. You know, it's there if we do the right things, but it's scary, no doubt about it. For people of color, it's very scary. For women with the issue of a woman's right to choose, very scary. And for Americans as a whole who are anticipating a better economy, you're going to get a rude awakening.
You know, Jeff, we saw this guy, man. We know who he is. It was just four years ago. It was just 4 years. The fact that he's back there is just unbelievable. Time Magazine's Man of the Year, Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
I know. hey, Jeff, it's been a blast, man. I got to get you back real soon. Thank you very much for taking the time out.
Earl, anytime. You're a jewel. Thank you. Great to talk to you anytime, my friend.
All right. We'll make sure it happens. None other than Jeff Santos, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. Hey, dress warm. It's cold outside. See you guys tomorrow with Sandy Williams on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.